Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, cooler, upper 40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-20s. For Sunday into Monday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A hearing has been set for February 4th to determine whether defeated Representative Steve Watkins will face a trial on charges of felony election fraud and other crimes. The Republican congressman for Eastern Kansas had initially faced his first appearance in state district court yesterday in Topeka in a case arising from his listing of a postal box at a UPS Incorporated store as his residence on a state voter registration form. But Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagay said Watkins' attorney sought beforehand to schedule a hearing to determine whether Kagay's office had enough evidence to warrant a trial. Neither Watkins nor his attorney came to the courthouse yesterday. The former Sedgwick County judge who presided over the BTK case has died. The family of former District Judge Gregory Waller confirmed that he passed on Tuesday night. And all that snowfall from yesterday in the rearview mirror as we head into the weekend. Sunny skies, 50s and 60s. Mid-America Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Oh yes, we're open. The Great Off Road is wide open, and the keys to family freedom are ready and waiting at your Polaris dealer. Get rolling with the off-road's best for as little as $5 a day during the Polaris holiday sales event. See Wichita Tractor in South Hutchinson or go online to wichitatractor.com. Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/20 on select new Sportsman models. Subject to qualification and financing. See participating dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Despite threats of a slowdown due to an ease in pandemic-driven shopping, Kroger posted solid numbers as it released its third quarter earnings. The parent company of Dillon's recorded total earnings of 80 cents per share compared with 31 cents a share in 2019. Profits totaled $792 million compared with $254 million last year, and total sales increased by more than 11%. Digital sales for the company also increased by more than 108%. A water main break in Wichita created a sinkhole on Wichita's west side that an SUV fell into. The incident happened in the overnight hours yesterday morning at the corner of West Street and Maple. Streets in the area were flooded, forcing city crews to shut off water to the area and close the streets. Water services have been restored, but there were about 20 customers without water service. Officials are hoping to have the repairs on the roadway done by Monday. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends,
whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year
and the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Cities in Nebraska juggling the issue of whether to require masks as the state's governor continues to resist issuing a statewide mask mandate while the coronavirus pandemic takes a toll on the state. The Omaha suburb of Papillion voted yesterday on a proposal to require masks in public buildings. Grand Island police have made it clear they'll enforce that city's mandate passed last week by charging violators with public nuisance counts. A surge in cases in recent weeks led Republican Governor Pete Ricketts to reissue some statewide restrictions, including requiring masks in salons and tattoo parlors. But Ricketts has refused to impose a statewide mask mandate. The ACLU is dropping its lawsuit accusing the Nebraska prison system of fostering inhumane conditions, but it says it will continue to fight against overcrowding and perpetual understaffing of the state's lockups. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Active COVID cases in Marshall County continued a decline to 78 as of Thursday, down from 91 on Monday, and a peak of 195 reported back on November 23rd. Nine local residents remain hospitalized. Three additional COVID-related deaths were recorded this week, bringing that total to 13 in Marshall County. 573 have recovered to date. Health officials announced a modified quarantine period pertaining to contacts identified. This is a 10-day quarantine guidance, no testing and no symptoms. Household contacts will be quarantined for 10 days after the case has been released from home isolation, 20 days total. Non-household contacts will be quarantined 10 days from the last contact with the case. After exposure, close contacts should monitor themselves for symptoms daily for 10 days. If during the 10 days of quarantine you do not develop symptoms, you can be released without a test. Additional details through the County Health Department. Friday marks the deadline for entries in the annual Light Up Marysville Christmas Decorating Competition. Homes or businesses are eligible and will be identified with a numbered sign for the yard or display window, with maps available for the public. Ballots available beginning December 14th for People's Choice, Clark Griswold, and Reason for the Season Awards will determine prize winners. Details on the Visit Marysville Facebook page and visitmarysvilleks.org. The City of Washington annual Christmas lighting contest will again be featured, with judging Friday, December 18th. First place winner will receive an electric credit covering their December billing, with a $50 credit for second and $25 credit for third place. Details available through Washington City Hall. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Christmas lighting contest with judging Saturday, December 19th. With Chamber Bucks prizes of $75, $50, and $25 for winners. The Blue Rapids and Barnes annual light and horse-drawn parades this year have been canceled. Santa is to arrive in Marysville Saturday, touring the community beginning at 2, with the Marysville Fire Department escorting Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and the Grinch. Maps are available at visitmarysville.org and also posted on our KNDY Facebook page. As the Christmas shopping season continues, Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Kate Tomer talks about the benefits of supporting local merchants.
To shop local, our businesses are struggling. I think it's a great opportunity if you don't want to travel further distances where there may be higher cases. I definitely encourage to stay local and shop in our downtown.
Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna adds,
most businesses around here, they're going to be willing to help people. So they might not have the online option, but if you were to give them a call, they would definitely help you if you wanted to get gift cards. So whoever you want to give that gift card to, they could shop there in the future. Or a lot of the businesses are doing curbside pickup, where if you give them a call, if you don't feel safe going in, they would gladly bring it out to your car.
And Beatrice Main Street Director Michael Southern notes that the pandemic has created additional challenges this year for local merchants.
The pandemic has certainly been affecting businesses this year, but as we come into this holiday season, there's certainly increased anxiety amongst the business community that this is an important shopping, dining season. It's already been a difficult year, you know, with increased cases. There's definitely worry about it, but there's also hope that our local residents see the importance of our local businesses and will do what they can to support local in a safe manner.
Catherine N. Stahlbaumer, age 101, of Frankfurt, passed away on Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfurt. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Catherine Stahlbaumer. Lester Wiese, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Visitation Friday, 7 until 4, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lester Wiese. Myrtle E. Detmer, age 99, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Myrtle Detmer. Ruth G. King, age 89, of Wichita, passed away Monday. A graveside service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ruth King. Lawrence Gary Fisher, age 75, formerly of Washington, passed away on November 29th. Private graveside service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m., at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gary Fisher. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, seasoned mashed potato, asparagus, apple rings, and a whole wheat roll. Monday, a hamburger, baked beans, pea salad, and applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
It's a snow day. No, that's not right. It's Gnome-Man Day at Elsie Grace's this Saturday. The gnomes have taken over along with the snowmen and are ready to be given as gifts or grace your home as Christmas decorations. Get special discounts on all gnome and snowman merchandise all day Saturday while you shop for everyone on your Christmas list. Open 9 to 5 in Frankfurt. Don't miss the Gnome-Man Day sale at Elsie Grace's. Or shop online at elsiegraces1.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, that low that brought some rain and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest is now across the southeastern parts of the United States, bringing some rain showers and some snow across the northeastern parts of the United States. Otherwise, across the Midwest, we are seeing quiet weather, and we will continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend and even into the early parts of next week. We're not expecting any sort of precipitation, rain, nor snow. Otherwise, we'll continue to see mild temperatures over the next several days. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temps in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a little bit cooler in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 25. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 40s. And Sunday night, clear skies, 23 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72. The average low 23, the record low is 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 5:05. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, it's 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of December. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Holiday hustle have you short of time? Grab a bite or grab and go at Buy Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out options with the full regular menu, including pulled pork, brisket, ribs, burnt ends, sausage, and their famous sides as well. Buy the plate or buy the pound. Check their daily specials and stock up on frozen meals to go too. At Buy Me Barbecue in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Santa Claus is coming to town this Saturday. Escorted by the Marysville Fire Department, Santa, Mrs. Claus, Miss Merry Christmas, and even the Grinch will make a parade tour throughout the community, greeting youngsters and families beginning Saturday at 2 p.m. The Marysville Christmas Parade route is posted on the Marysville Chamber, Main Street, and the KNDY Facebook sites. This year, local merchants and businesses invite you to make 2020 a hometown Christmas. Citizen State Banks, Landall Company, Blue Valley Technologies, and Free CPA.
A major upset and James Harden's future with the Houston Rockets. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports. Around the college hardwood, the top women's basketball team tastes defeat for the first time in more than a year.
Shot clock at 9. Screen either way. Takes it to the right around Jones. Still with it. Pirouettes back. Finds Jones. 3 on the way. Straight on. Bam!
The call on WKNC 88.1 FM, powered by Kayla Jones's double-double, 16 points and 12 rebounds. Number 8 NC State stuns number 1 South Carolina on the road, 54-46, snapping the Gamecocks' 29-game winning streak. On the men's side, Iowa's Luka Garza is a man on a mission.
Garza with a catch inside, jump steps in the lane, scores, and he's fouled from behind.
On Learfield, IMG College, for the second game in a row, the consensus player of the year pick scored 30 of his 35 points in the first half alone. Number 3, Iowa, rolled past Western Illinois 99-58. First-year Houston Rockets head coach Stephen Silas spoke to reporters after the team traded all-star guard Russell Westbrook to the Washington Wizards for John Wall and a 2023 first-round draft pick. At the team's media day, Silas says he has not been in contact with disgruntled star James Harden, who had informed the organization of his desire to be traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
In situations like this, I've been, this is whatever, 22nd year in the NBA, and when stuff like this kind of happens, where there's a little indecision and stuff going on, I kind of take a step back and allow guys some space.
Silas also said he expects Harden will join the team when they begin preseason workouts Sunday. The 2018 MVP is under contract with Houston for 2 more seasons with a third-year player option. Alabama head football coach Nick Saban says he has cleared COVID-19 protocols and will travel with the team ahead of their game Saturday against LSU. Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
A handful of high school basketball teams tipped off Thursday in girls' play. Lynn took Blue Valley Randolph 47-42. Donovan West over Axtell 69-20. Diller Odell beat Pawnee City 41-26. In boys' play, Axtell over Donovan West 46-41. Blue Valley took Lynn 52-51. Diller Odell over Pawnee City 51-14. Friday, Marysville tips off at Sabetha. Axtell's at Wilmuncie. Frankfort hosts Pawnee City. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley tournament. Valley Heights at Riley County. Washington County at Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell hosts HTRS and Southern is home to Palmyra. Marysville Bulldogs tip off the basketball season Friday at Sabetha. Girls varsity at 6, followed by boys action. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President-elect Joe Biden told the New York Times this week that Democrats forgot about rural America. But in that same interview, he says residents of rural America will not be left behind. Biden talked about the future efforts of Democrats to win the support of rural American residents and the 74 million people who voted for President Trump in the election. He said, you know, it really does go to the issue of dignity and how you treat people. Biden said, I think those people feel forgotten, and I think we forgot them. While Democrats claimed the cities and suburbs to capture the Oval Office, the party fell even further behind in large parts of the northern battleground states. Democrats lost House seats in the Midwest. Democrats once considered serious challengers for Republican incumbents in places like Kansas and Iowa, Montana, and North Carolina Senate races all lost. Fox News said the continued losses in the country are putting pressure on Biden to reverse the trend, especially as the failure to accomplish that will make it harder to meet the goals of curbing things like climate change. And the sign-up deadline for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is coming up on December 11th. And the Farm Bureau said the number of dairy operations signed up is lower than expected. So far, just 7,846 operations have enrolled in the program. That covers about 64 billion pounds of milk. Those numbers account for just under one-third of the total number of U.S. operations and total volume of milk. Approximately 68% of the country's licensed operations with established production histories have not yet signed up for the program. Next year, 7,846 operations enrolled is more than 23,000 fewer than those that signed up in 2019. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good Friday morning. Sam Smith with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
The Kansas City Federal Reserve issues a quarterly report telling us about ag conditions across a 4, 5, or 6 state area. And especially with land values, I'm kind of interested in what's going on there, and I watch it pretty close. Minnesota, Northwestern, Wisconsin show a decrease of 4% in land values in the last quarter or so. Iowa, Kansas, Northern Illinois, South Dakota, all in one pot. No change. Nebraska shows a 2% increase. Oklahoma and Northern Indiana show a 4% increase. So if you go south, friends, you're going to be paying more for land. Take that for what it's worth. In the meantime, oh my, friends, we got some reporting to do that we don't like to talk about. The Small Business Administration pumped a bunch of money into a program for grants and loans to owners of some suburban homes in Ohio. The loans and grants to paper businesses that didn't exist a year ago reflects just some of the fraud that occurred as the SBA sought to provide immediate urgency relief to businesses affected by COVID. Here's an example. An Ohio family who started creating businesses with ag names like Ohio Almonds and Peanuts granted SBA loan of $150,000, grants of $183,000. Bloomberg reported those companies suggested they employed 183 people. They couldn't find anybody working there. DTN searched and found that the LLCs were started in June by an immigrant from eastern part of Europe who came to the U.S. in 2015. He gathered together about $7.2 million before he was finished. Thanks for joining me on the Steckline Report. See you next time around.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Do you have a dog? Do you dress your dog? More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Joining me on the phone today is Steve Dale, noted pet expert, a certified animal behavior consultant. He is a speaker at veterinary conferences, at animal welfare conferences. He's got a radio show. He writes. He does it all. Steve, growing up on a farm, I don't recall ever seeing a dog wearing clothing, unless it was maybe a child deciding to dress up the dog. But today, we see dogs wearing all sorts of vests and coats and whatnot. Is that really necessary?
Yes. So I do believe it's a good idea for a lot of dogs, when the winter weather comes, to be protected. It is the right thing to do for our dogs, not all dogs. So listen, Siberian Huskies, Newfoundlands, Malamutes, they were born to love, and indeed they do love it, when it's 20 degrees outside and snowing. Even if it's a blizzard, they're having the time of their life. But a whippet is not going to have the time of his life or her life in that kind of weather. In fact, that dog is going to shake and shiver. You know, part of it is the lifestyle of today's dog. So today, if the dog is not acclimated, if it's a dog that's indoors a lot, just sitting next to the heater, that little foo-foo dog every day, all day, and just runs outside to pee and come right back in because it's 10 degrees outside, if you're going to take that dog for a walk, that dog is not acclimated to the cold weather the same way dogs might have been 25 or 35 years ago. So that's one thing. Secondly, more importantly, physically, small dogs cannot retain their body temperatures. They just can't. They don't have the ability to do that. Same thing with dogs that are sight hounds. I'm talking about Whippets and Greyhounds and Italian Greyhounds. They have about 7 to 11 to 12% body fat. I wish that was the case for me. It's not, but it is the case for these dogs. And they have no way to retain their body heat either. It's physically impossible for them to stay warm if it's even 30 degrees out. So you have to look at the dog you have. And I say not only is it very fashionable, it's the humane thing to do to protect certain dogs when temperatures sink quickly.
There you have it from pet expert Steve Dale. You can find him on the internet at stevedalepetworld.com. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 27 degrees at sunrise. Middle 50s with a gradual warm-up today and a very pleasant weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. David McCormack scored 17 points. Ochai Agbaji added 16, and Jalen Wilson had 12, helping 7th-ranked Kansas cruise to an 89-54 victory over lower division Washburn in the Jayhawks' long-delayed home opener. Kansas had opened with a pair of games in Florida and beat Kentucky in Indianapolis before returning to Allen Fieldhouse. But their first game played in the fog since the COVID-19 pandemic began lacked much of the atmosphere that has made the building one of the toughest in college basketball. Levi Braun and Taylor Guymon scored 9 points apiece to lead the Ichabods. The tenure of Tom Herman as coach at Texas could be decided in the Sunflower State. The Longhorns begin a two-game finishing stretch against Kansas State and the Jayhawks with a trip to Manhattan tomorrow. The dominant storyline this week is whether Texas AD Chris Del Conte is counting down the days on Herman's time in Austin. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of high school basketball teams tipped off Thursday. In girls play, Lynn took Blue Valley Randolph 47-42. Donovan West over Axtell 69-20. Diller Odell beat Pawnee City 41-26. In boys play, Axtell over Donovan West 46-41. Blue Valley took Lynn 52-51. Diller Odell over Pawnee City 51-14. Friday, Marysville tips off at Sabetha. Axtell's at Wilmuncie. Frankfort hosts Pawnee City. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley Tournament. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Clifton Clyde. Diller Odell hosts HTRS and Southern is home to Palmyra. Marysville Bulldogs tip off the basketball season Friday at Sabetha. Girls varsity at 6, followed by boys action, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
A majority of us rank Friday as a favorite day of the week, but you might be surprised at how we really feel about Monday. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 4th, the 339th day of the year. Chances are you've heard TGIF a time or two already today, and for good reason.
Mood tracking research indicates that Friday really is one of the happiest days of the week, second only to Saturday on the joy meter. Sunday, as you might expect, also has a high happiness factor. There's also a surprising revelation about Monday. It isn't the most dreaded day of the week. Most people actually welcome a return to routine or simply experience lingering euphoria from the weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday are the least loved days, sharing a reputation as bland, midweek workdays, and too far removed from the prospect of a happy-go-lucky weekend. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Last Sunday morning, son, you better start living right. You need to quit the women and whiskey and carrying on all night. Don't you want to hear them call your name when you're standing at the pearly gates? I told the preacher, yes, I do, but I hope they don't call today. I did last night and one to get me through today. Here's a 10 to help you remember next time you got the good Lord.